By 2030, 39% of the skills you use to do your job every single day will be completely obsolete. Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Yeah.
Today, we're looking at a May 2026 strategy paper by Shutopa Das titled AI in Learning and Development. And our mission is to explore how corporate L&D has to shift from, being a factory churning out training courses to a live engine that actively enables your daily work. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, that World Economic Forum statistic really, well, it puts the urgency into perspective right away. The pace of change is just, I mean, it's too fast for traditional corporate training models to keep up with.
Right, it makes me think about navigation. Like the old L&D model is basically a printed roadmap. You get a static slide deck or an annual learning plan, and that's it.
Exactly, you're stuck with whatever was printed.
But this paper argues AI turns that into a live GPS, and a real GPS doesn't just show the route, right? It calculates a traffic jam ahead and reroutes you before you get stuck. So how does an AI learning system actually do that?
What's fascinating here is that it does it by reacting to your specific context in real time. So instead of, pulling you out of your workflow for a 3-hour seminar on leadership, the AI acts as a real-time capability architect.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you're a manager prepping for a difficult performance review, you can do a customized role play with an AI bot right before the meeting.
Wait, really? Like right before you walk in?
Right before. And it provides structured feedback based on your actual talking points, not just a generic case study from 5 years ago.
But let me challenge this for a second. A live GPS is useless if your car has a broken engine.
That is very true.
If a company just buys these AI tools and like drops them into their current clunky corporate processes, aren't they just doing the wrong things much faster? I mean, you could end up with an AI generating hundreds of terrible, irrelevant training manuals in seconds.
Yes, and that is exactly the automation trap the author warns about. If you just automate a bad process, you get bad results at scale.
Right, a faster
Yeah.
bad process.
Which is why the paper insists on a workflow-first architecture. You have to fix the process before adding the tool.
Makes sense.
So instead of using AI to write a 50-page onboarding PDF faster, you redesign the workflow so a new hire gets like a 2-sentence AI prompt in their chat app exactly when they open a new software tool.
Oh, so you're stripping away the bloated manual entirely.
Precisely. To get there safely, the paper outlines a 3-horizon roadmap. It starts with low-risk 90-day wins, like translating existing documents.
Okay, the easy stuff.
Right. Then over 18 months, it evolves into what they call agentic learning.
Let's pause there. What does agentic actually look like for an average employee?
Well, it means the AI isn't just a search bar waiting for your question. It has agency to act on your behalf.
Oh, interesting.
It might notice you've been struggling to format a specific type of financial report, so it proactively builds a customized interactive tutorial and schedules 15 minutes on your calendar to walk you through it.
That's wild. But wait, what about data privacy with all that?
Right. To allow an AI to see that kind of internal data, the paper emphasizes using established security frameworks like the NIST guidelines just to ensure employees aren't feeding confidential company financials into unapproved public chatbots. Preventing shadow AI is critical.
Definitely. Which naturally leads to the question of measurement. Here's where it gets really interesting. Because if we're redesigning workflows and using AI that acts proactively, tracking who click complete on a video module becomes completely meaningless.
Totally meaningless. The strategy paper argues that enterprise investment now requires the four-quadrant pilot rule.
Four quadrant.
Yeah, you have to track exactly four distinct mechanisms for any AI pilot to prove value. First is efficiency, which measures the speed of creating the learning solution.
Got it.
Then effectiveness, measuring how much faster an employee actually reaches proficiency on the job.
Okay.
Third is adoption, tracking if people are actively using the tool. And finally, trust and risk, which measures data safety and policy adherence.
So effectiveness is the real game changer there. You aren't measuring learning anymore. You're measuring the business outcome. Like, did the sales team actually increase productivity?
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's about real impact. Did internal talent mobility go up after the AI coaching? If you can't prove that tangible uplift across those four quadrants, your business story is incomplete.
Wow. Take a look at your own workplace. Are you still being herded into static one-size-fits-all workshops, or are you starting to collaborate with AI practice bots tailored to your daily tasks? So what does this all mean?
Well, it leaves us with a fascinating, slightly provocative question. The paper positions managers as learning multipliers, deeply integrated with AI coaching.
Yeah.
If AI eventually weaves personalized, real-time coaching seamlessly into the daily work we do, if learning becomes the road we drive on rather than a place we visit, will the traditional corporate learning and development department even need to exist in a decade?